Troy Rank is our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX, Rox Heating and Air. And Troy is already in Cleveland in anticipation of tomorrow night's game. And in that game, Troy, do you anticipate that we'll see Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback?
I do. I expect him to play. He's compromised. His right foot slash ankle is clearly still bothering him. If he had to play yesterday, I don't think he would have played. But as Mark knows, you know, the recovery time 48 hours later for an 8 p.m. Eastern start tomorrow, he's got time. But it's something that bears watching. He can't get through a game with 17 hits with the foot I saw him limping on. It's foot slash ankle. He told me he got stepped on and the foot went numb against the Raiders. So they got to keep him upright and they've got to throw fewer times and have more run pass balance. But I do expect him to play, but it's clear he will be at least slightly compromised.
Are we seeing a regression because of offensive line wise? Are we seeing a regression because of crowd noise? Did we see maybe last year what we saw was maybe the outlier? Are we seeing a regression back to what this group really is? Or is this more with play calling? I mean, what are your takeaways on the way they're playing up front right now?
Yeah, some of the stuff you talked about, Stink, on your broadcast, I mean, they lack consistency within the nuanced running game. You know, they don't do really anything well running the ball, but they do run the ball. I mean, they're averaging, even in the three losses, 108 yards on the ground. They need to stick with that, establish an identity offensively. And this is what we've talked about since Manning retired. Who are they offensively? What can they hang their hat on? And the one thing they do pretty well is run the ball, but they're all over the map with it. It's like playing bingo, and they're just like, let's go outside, let's go in, let's go sweep, and they just get away from kind of who they are. But there is some regression, I think, due to the way penalties are being called this year compared to last year, and the fact the crowd noise is a factor. And some of the players, I don't know if it's communication. You would know that better, Mark, down on the field. But something goes wrong when they're getting pressure inside, that there's just missed assignments or something's off. And Garrett Bowles on the one side is an all-pro. He hasn't played particularly well, and that's hurt them too. So we'll see. I think the best solution would be challenge them to play nasty, to play physical, and say, we're going to run the ball, and you guys need to go win us a game by being physical up front.
Troy, on the matter of attitude, Mark and I have been talking about this the last couple of days, and Mark's not putting words in Mark's mouth here. Mark really bothered by Cortland Sutton's lack of effort after the interception, and you don't want to hear it when I bring up, well, you know, he did tear an ACL making a tackle on an interception. Is this an issue inside that room? Is it something that the players have talked about? Is it as big an issue inside there as maybe it's been outside?
I don't believe so because of the respect they have for Sutton. It wasn't a good look. The optics were terrible. I think he made a business decision that I'm not going to run down the field and risk an injury over an interception late in the game that they'd lost. I don't like it. I do understand where his mind might have gone in that moment that, you know, he just had a flashback to Pittsburgh a year ago. I would say this, if this was a consistent behavior from the player, you'd be like, really? But the reality is he's one of their hardest workers. He's one of the most respected guys. He's viewed as a team captain. That's why, you know, it does, the optics of it don't look good because of his captaincy. But he's got a lot of reservoir of goodwill he's earned in his short Broncos career based on his work ethic. So, you know, I think in the room, based on people that I've talked to, there is a giving him some benefit of the doubt. But it just all melds into this three-game losing streak where you just start looking at moments that say that's why this team is struggling to get over the hump. And he's played well. He's not really, you know, the reason they're losing. But they're just moments we keep seeing that say, you know what, that's not indication of a change that we thought we'd see this year from this team.
All right. Troy, thank you very much. You'll be a huge part of our pregame coverage tomorrow. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. There he goes. Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX, Rox Heating and Air.